What is up, Bolav? It is your girl Nicole Naidoo, and welcome to another episode of Consing You with me. I hope you guys are doing good and having an amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better because you deserve it. Yeah, it's currently like 11 minutes past 10 and I'm recording this episode because I don't want you guys to think I'm MIA, which I was for a minute there, because I was having some technical difficulties. Transferring my files to my phone to do the editing and stuff, but it's okay, it's not a train smash. Let's just get going and let's not let that one episode stop me from recording other episodes, because it started becoming an excuse and we're trying to do better and not make excuses. Yeah, so on today's episode, and I've been MIA. Have I been MIA? A bit. Maybe not. I haven't been MIA on YouTube. I've been trying to create more content on YouTube, but doesn't mean I'm gonna abandon you guys, because I love you guys. Yeah, but on today's episode, I thought that I would speak on something that I've been feeling like lately. I've been doubting myself a lot. Like, I've really been doubting myself, and I think that doubt is a very powerful thing, guys. It is a very powerful thing that just lingers in your mind sometimes. And I don't know. I think this branches off from the fact that, like, I'm working with this brand, right? But, like, I feel like, I don't feel good enough. I think that's the thing. I don't feel good enough, you know? But then I think to myself that if I wasn't good enough, then first of all, they wouldn't have scouted me. Second of all, God wouldn't have put me in that position, that situation, you know, if he knew it wasn't going to be good for me and I wouldn't be able to cope or wasn't capable of doing things, you know, that specific thing, you know. And I've just been feeling so doubtful lately. I've been feeling doubtful this term. Yeah, it's our term. It's the fourth term now. In second semester, I've been feeling doubtful in my work as well. You know, I started the semester off like so well, and then now I don't know whether I'm slacking or I'm burning out. I'm not sure yet. I'm really not sure. But I feel like I'm not putting in as much effort as I did in the beginning of the semester. Because in the beginning of the semester, no, I was pushing. Like, I was pushing. I was pushing P. I was pushing. But now, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm just slacking. I don't know if it's slacking or just feeling burnt out. Like, honestly, I have no idea. I don't know. I'm just doubtful in, studying. Like, I try studying now and it's just not the same. Like, I do not feel motivated to study. I know, not that big of a deal. It feels like kind of big deal to me, because I hate it when I'm like giving the bare minimum, you know. I hate giving the bare minimum in the things that I do, the things that I want to achieve. I hate giving the bare minimum, because if you give the bare minimum, you're gonna get the bare minimum, you know. It works both ways, you know. It's like a plant. If you don't water the plant is obviously not going to grow. It's really not going to grow. What do you expect it to just grow from? Sunlight? No, it needs the other stuff as well. You know, God is the sunlight and he's helping me grow. But if I don't water myself and I don't put in the effort, I feel like it's not going to work. I'm not going to grow, you know. So sometimes you got to think of it like that. Utsinkulunkulu will help you in certain situations. And all situations, God will help you in all situations, but you also have to put in the work as well, you know. And I feel like I haven't really been putting in the work, and I'm trying to do better, but I don't know. I feel like I'm really doing the bare minimum. But we always aim to do better. But yeah, and I think me not doing my best and giving in the bare minimum is really playing fundamental role in the fact that I'm feeling doubtful about myself in terms of content creating, you know. I know that I think that I'm a good content creator, but I just don't feel good enough for some things, you know. I don't know how I feel about it. It's really a sensitive topic. But it's currently Monday, and It's okay, guys. It's okay to feel doubt. English is running away. It's okay to feel doubtful in some moments of in your life, because not everything is going to be going forward. Sometimes it's going to be times where you go left, sometimes you're going to go right, sometimes things are going to go down. Things don't always go up. Things don't always go straight, because it is life. You're human, you're only human, so obviously there are going to be downs in your life. And I just came on here to say that to you guys, that if you're feeling doubtful about anything, if you feel like you're in doubt about what, about work, about a certain thing that you're trying to do or achieve, don't feel doubtful. I know that it's hard for you to overcome that feeling, because it's really all in your mind. Really, it's all in your mind. Doubt is so powerful that it messes with your mind. And you really just gotta understand that you're capable. You're really, really capable. And I always used to say this, I always still say it, that nothing beats a hard worker. Nothing beats a hard worker, because you know that if you're a hard worker, you can achieve anything you want, because you're really working that hard, you know? You work towards something and you're gonna get it, you know? So just know that you are capable. I came on here to say that you are capable of achieving anything this week. I hope you guys have a great week ahead. I hope you feel productive. I hope you feel happy. I hope you feel okay about yourself. Not in doubt. Remember that God wouldn't have put you in a situation, wouldn't have gave you a certain opportunity, wouldn't have gave you a certain job, wouldn't have gave you a certain task if you knew that you weren't capable. But he did give you that, and he gave you that opportunity and granted you, because he knows that you're very capable of doing it. So just remember that you are capable. That's it. I think that's it for today's episode. I know it was very short, it was very vague, but it was just kind of like a thought that I was having and a feeling that I was having this entire time. But then I realized that, you know what, I'm capable, and God wouldn't have put me in a certain situation and wouldn't have granted me a certain opportunity if he didn't think that I was, you know, capable. And God knows, guys. God knows. I'm not trying to turn this into like a church place or whatever, Christian teaching or whatever, but I'm just trying to say that for me, God is like the main thing, guys. God is the main thing, you know. And I feel like God will never ever fail you. God will never fail you. You see, in these moments of doubt, he's here. He's still here in my ear telling me, no, listen, my child, do not feel doubtful. Trust me. Really, really, really got to trust God. You really got to trust the process. It's all about trust, even though I got trust issues, but I'm going to choose to trust him. Yeah. So I hope you guys feel a little bit better if you're feeling doubtful this week about anything. If you feel like you won't be able to finish a certain task, if you won't be able to write that test because you're underprepared, if you feel like you're not going to finish that assignment, you feel like you're not going to get an A, girl and boy, listen up. You are going to do it, because you are capable. You wouldn't even be in that situation in the first place if you weren't capable of doing it. Yeah, so I hope you guys have a good week. Hope you have a productive week. I am going to upload here more often. I'm sorry for going MIA on you guys, but I am back-ish. I am back-ish. And yeah. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. And bye. That's it for me, guys.